QFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so
mad.
The official
Novos. Morning, guys.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, we're halfway through. Yay. We're winning at life, everyone. Weekend's almost here. Yeah. But you know what I'm doing today?
Can you not do that? Because I get excited. I think it's a day ahead. Yet again, I thought it was Thursday.
Oh,
now you're telling me it's the
Wednesday.
Middle of the week.
I know. But this is we've done the hard bit. Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell us your thing.
Going to the gym today. Going to the gym. First day back in like 12 weeks. Can't wait.
Good for you, Jay.
So you got your water bottle?
Yeah, I've got my water bottle. I've got my shaker ready to go with my little energy drink.
Just what do you put in there? Like a little Monster?
No, green tea. It's just actually, I'll show you real quick.
Can you imagine Jade on pre-workout? What a nightmare.
X50 green tea. It's really good. I love it.
Is that like the slim tea as well?
No. We don't want any of those.
Can I have a look at that?
But,
guys, I just want to bring something up. Do you remember 2 years ago, remember we got that Christmas hamper with like all of the health products
of
in
course.
It that none of us
that
used?
That wasn't in it.
I'm pretty sure it was.
That is
no.
Definitely.
Been saving that one.
It wasn't.
In fact, everyone would have gotten rid of them.
No.
So you would have been like, oh, I have all them. And you've been drinking them for years.
Funny, but no. And I can't wait. I'm really pumped up because just like, it's crazy. It's been 12 weeks since going to the gym. And when I, when I was going early at the start of the year, I started that couch to 5K. So now I've got to start it all
You're
over
back
again.
Back at the couch again.
Back at the couch. So it's going to be
having deja
interesting.
Vu. Yeah. I really am. Well, speaking of gyms, I've got a love it or loathe it regarding gyms next.
Ooh, okay.
In fact, so
I'm looking forward to
that
this.
Little mouth of yours for 3 minutes. Right now, though, here it is. Lady Gaga kicking off your Wednesday. You and I, 105.3 New FM. Tops of 19 on the coast today. Good morning.
It's been a long
Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it.
Loathe it.
Yeah, no early morning fence sitting today, guys. This is Love It or Loathe It, where I get Creevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. And today's one is working out with friends.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, loathe it.
Loathe it.
Okay.
Not into it. Only because I prefer to go to the gym and I like to be able to do my own thing. I don't
get in my own zone.
I don't like the pressure of, oh, where are they at in their workout? If they finish before me, then they've got to wait for me. If you go in one car, it's just a nuisance. So I'd rather just go there, just do my thing and just enjoy my life at a nice steady pace.
I can't imagine you going to the gym, in fact, Creevo. Like, what's it like when you go to the gym?
What
kind of things do you do?
So I usually like to start with just some like push-ups or just like barbell curls.
Oh yeah,
just to get
pumping like, that iron Arnie over here.
No. if you start with those kind of weights workouts or working on those muscles, then you'll perform better than if you do like say then a what do you call it?
Treadmill?
The bike is
okay.
The other thing I like to do.
So you walk into the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. Get in through the front door.
Maybe stretch a little bit first.
First section you go to, weights?
Weights or I'll try and just do some push-ups just to get things...
Yeah.
Just get
the blood pumping.
Yeah, it gets your heart going.
Well, how much
get
weight are you...
Get some sweat on these muscles.
Are you pumping?
Oh, not much.
A couple of kilos or something?
5 kilos?
Maybe 10.
Oh, yeah? In one arm?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez, he's got upper arm strength. The reason I bring this up today, right... is because I'm very upset with you. You come into work this morning and you're like, I'm going back to the...
Are you upset with
Creevo? Yeah, no, with you, Jade, sorry. Because she comes in this morning, you may have heard her just a few minutes ago talking about going back to the gym today. She's been pumping me up for the last 2 weeks. Maddie, we're going to go to the gym together. You can join my gym and we'll work out together and we'll go straight after work. And I actually got excited. I was going to join Jade's gym.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard about it in a few, maybe 4 days.
But the talk has dialed
the
back.
The talk is dead.
Mm-hmm.
This happens. What changed?
Nothing. change.
Did she even throw in the other day, I'm changing gyms?
Oh, I've heard that one for ages.
Yeah, I know. That one's been going for a while.
So why have you thrown me in the trash can like a used packet of chips?
Oh, I'm sorry that's how you feel, but unfortunately, I just can't be your cheerleader constantly through life. So... I made the offer once. I actually made the suggestion twice.
I said yes.
Well, it's up to you to get proactive.
Well,
I can't make you
me.
Go in there and sign the dotted line.
You didn't tell me.
Well, you want to come sign up today? I'm going to the gym.
No, I'm too hurt now.
Oh, yeah. As if, don't use me as your excuse.
I've already eaten a brownie today. It's all of you, actually, Jade.
Yeah, but I'm going to go work it off.
Yeah,
not
good,
a problem.
Good. Now, up next.
Yes, okay, look, this...
It's not Beat the Meat. If you're looking to win Singo's meat today, 7:40, because Jade has chucked a little bit of a tantrum yesterday. She really wants this game back on the air.
Look, I really believe in it. Scissors, paper, rock. A lot of people think it's crap. I'm cheering for it, and it could be its last day. If we nail it.
So
if we don't nail it, I should say.
We're done with Love It or Loathe It, right?
Yeah.
I'm fence sitting on this. I'm not sure if it's good or not.
Scissors, paper, rock on the radio.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. Loathe it.
You're not the believer. So, I don't know. If you want to play scissors, paper, rock, it could be the last time we're ever playing it today.
I could be swayed, and I'm the deciding vote because we work as a democracy in this team.
We
do. Explain how it works for
okay,
me. This
so,
is the first hurdle.
Okay, basically, everybody, scissors, paper, rock, we all know how it's played. Obviously, you can't verse me with your fist in the car. So, I've pre-recorded... my three choices, either scissors, paper, rock. Three rounds, best of three wins, right?
Okay.
So all you have to do is say your first round, scissors, and then we play my recording. It's very simple.
Okay. In the event of a tie...
you automatically win the wine.
Okay.
No, it's not wine. It's a good prize.
Oh, what is it?
It's a Nova Cruises whale watch. We're giving them away all this week. See whales now, direct from Newcastle City on a Nova Cruises whale watching cruise. NovaCruises.com.au. It doesn't deserve a prize like this.
Oh, it does.
Worth nearly $200.
That is very upset.
If you want to win, 13:10:09. It's a great prize and it could be the last time. We're playing scissors, paper, rock.
Let's hope. 6:16, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Before you Lewis Capaldi, before you go live at Chris Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Now, we are playing scissors, paper, rock. It's the final time this game will be played unless it's perfect this time. I'm a hater, so I'm going to stay out of today's game because you blamed me for it, Jade.
Yeah, I did.
All right, let's... Oh, sorry.
What are you doing? Not putting my mic on. How dare
you?
See, you sabotage.
Let's play.
Before we jump into this rock, paper, scissors tournament, which is kind of funny, I'm going to take you guys through my scissor collection. I love every single one of these scissors.
Paper, I'm getting paper. Paper.
Everything about this game is cooked.
It's awesome.
Very hard to understand.
Oh, well, you know what? We're joined by our first player for the day, Tanya. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good. Where are you right now? What are you doing?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, whereabouts on the road?
I'm in Taro, actually.
Taro, what a place, hey? What a place. Now, Tanya, I do have to say, I think you might be in my camp here. I've got on our screen here. Tanya laughed when I asked her what she thought of the game and then said, I'm confused. I am too. So basically, this is scissors, paper, rock on the radio. I'm going to say no more. We've got a $200 Nova Cruises whale watching pass on offer. If you
great prize.
Wade through the confusion.
Okay.
The floor's yours, Jake.
Tanya, we're going to play scissors, paper, rock, okay? Obviously, we don't want to cheat, so I've pre-recorded my answers for round one, two, and three. It's best of three to win, okay?
Okay,
All right, so for round one, what do you choose, scissors, paper, or rock?
Paper.
All right, this is what I chose. Round one, Wednesday, the 17th of June, rock.
So,
we tied.
Wins?
There's a tie.
No, it's a tie, so we go to round two now.
Oh, okay. Okay, round two. What do you choose?
Scissors.
round two, the 17th of June. Paper. Okay, so I've won that round. So basically,
didn't Tanya have scissors and you had paper?
Oh, sorry. Yep. So you won. I'm a cheat.
One point to Tanya. 1 point to a tie. So for this next one, if you win, Tanya, you win the prize. Okay. If Jade wins, it's a tie and you win.
Anyway,
so things are looking pretty good for you.
All right, round three. What do you choose, Tanya?
Paper again.
Paper again?
Yeah.
Okay. Round three, the 17th of June, rock.
Well, they're very convincing win for Tanya.
You won, Tanya.
2-0. Woo!
That game's got to go. No, sorry, it did not work. Are you still confused, Tanya? Because I am.
It's clear as mud to me now.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Tanya. It
that
lives
way of
another
watching
day.
Cruise, it doesn't. All yours. Sea Whales now, direct from Newcastle City on a Nova Cruise as well. Watching Cruise, novacruises.com.au. Are you going to take the fam on that? Have you got any kids, Tanya?
I do. I have six children.
Six. Whoa, six.
What are the ages? Run us through them.
Can you remember?
15, 13, 11, 10, 6, and 4.
You had a busy few years there, Tanya. have a great day, Tanya. Thanks for playing. Up next is the news with Hamish here at 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
Earlier on this week on the show, we introduced our brand new segment, The Novo's Deep Fryer Delight. So each week, we're going to deep fry something that you suggest. We've got a deep fryer here in the studio. Jade managed to get $20 to go and buy one at Kmart
for
the bowl. It actually works really, really well.
Have you been testing it at home, have you?
No, just that one time we attempted to fry, what was it last
donuts.
Week?
Donuts.
Donuts.
What a failure that was.
That was horrible.
You're really good with the big executives. You go in there, you tell them how it is, and you get what you want. I like your attitude.
Like, it's almost as if you've got this power suit. You just go in there and you show them who's the real boss here.
Ugg boots, tights, and a flannel. later on in the show, though, we are making fried ice cream. Crevo, you took one for the team last night. How difficult was it to make the fried rice cream? Ice cream on the mind.
Ice cream, yeah. Look, it's a bit complicated. You've got to, like, scoop it, freeze it, and then a couple of hours later, you've got to put the first layer of breadcrumbs, then freeze it again, then an egg wash, and more breadcrumbs, then freeze it again.
I'm so glad I didn't do any of it.
Because I don't have one of those, pastry brushes.
Yeah, I just did it with a spoon.
How'd you get out of everything?
Well, I thought it would be, there's a process.
Yeah, there is. It's a complicated process. Anyway, we'll see if it works. I don't even know if it's going to work. I'm 50-50 on it, actually. Next, though, look, yesterday we were actually going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And Jade, you brought in a packet of biscuits to use as the crumbs.
Yes.
However,
I started having to hammer it with the rolling pin to crush it within the packet.
And then the packet broke open, and Maddie and Jade, you both said, look, let's just eat the biscuits. which is what happened.
Yep.
Then, Jade, you dropped biscuits all over the floor and just crunch them into the floor with your feet.
Yeah, well,
doesn't get lazier than that. You have had a bad track record in the last week of leaving this studio like a dump.
Not my fault.
Like, are you serious?
You made donuts last week and smeared all of the dough into the carpet.
And you never clean anything. So, you know, I do my best.
And as a couple, you two, you know, you've got one who's a little bit on the lazier side. I'm just saying that.
Who?
Me?
I'm not saying. 13:10:09. Do you have a partner with a super lazy habit?
Anything.
So maybe that every single time they leave the clothes on the floor.
Towels.
Or maybe it's like Jade squishing crumbs into a carpet.
Stuff.
Surely not.
Crumbs within the couch.
They never vacuum it.
All right, taking your calls next. Do you have Newcastle's laziest partner and what do they do?
Bottles of wine on offer for the best calls.
Okay, Michael Jackson, Black or White now. Good morning. Live streaming now on the New FM Facebook page. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:39, tops of 19 on the coast today. Overcast day today. Raining showers this morning, guys. And on 13:10:09, we're asking you, do you have Newcastle's laziest partner?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right. So this is after yesterday. Some biscuits dropped onto the floor and we did want to vacuum them up, but there's this cabinet where the vacuum is here at the station and it's locked. So obviously we couldn't get access to that. So Jay just thought, you know what? Easier way than picking these up, just squish them into the carpet.
Yeah.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Job done.
That's very kind of you to think to go get the vacuum, because I was never planning on doing that. That's how lazy I am. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, stomp it into the carpet.
You know what, Jay? I've got to say, props to you for admitting that, because we tried to save you there, but you just put yourself in.
And you know what? That's okay. I'm just keeping it real.
What goes through your head, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole heap of biscuit crumbs on the carpet. They're quite coarse as well. They're not fine little crumbs. They're like actual chunks of biscuit.
Mm.
You're thinking there, you're sitting there, you're like, okay, well, how do I get rid of this? You just honestly think that it's okay to smush them in.
Yeah.
You don't care.
No.
Do you care in your own home?
Don't have carpet.
I don't have carpet. Well, in the bedrooms, but...
You would do it at home?
No.
No. So, I never get that.
But it's okay to do it at work.
Hamish is shaking his head in absolute disgust.
I am judging you copiously.
That's why you have cleaners.
We don't have cleaners.
Well, we do.
As one of the big executives that we like, what are your thoughts on this? I think it's a written warning.
Well, look, it's yes.
It's not a written warning, as is.
Not a written warning, but, I mean, look, cockroaches, guys. Cockroaches.
And can I just say, it wasn't just biscuit crumbs. She had tried to subtly hide under the cupboard two giant biscuits, and I had to clean it all up.
Well, I couldn't reach down and grab it. I was on my way out.
It's the height of laziness, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I reached an all-time low.
That's all right, guys. That's
I'm okay
all right.
With that.
I don't judge.
This is a real show. We just say exactly what's actually happening.
Do you know what, though? I can't imagine you being a lazy partner, though, Jade. I can't... Oh, actually, you stopped cooking your husband dinner.
Yeah, I don't like to cook at home.
He has to cook his own meals. No, at least take turns, you know.
I warmed it up last night in the microwave, leftovers from the night before.
Did he cook that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wash up. He doesn't wash up. The dishes could stay there for 2 days.
It's not all about you being lazy. We're all lazy in our own ways. I'm very lazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what my...
Your bathroom's always in
a
state.
No, it's not. Thank you very much.
Yes,
it is. Sneak.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you, though.
And I've got photos to prove it. So don't lie.
Look at her revenge tactics. See, she's taken one photo when my bathroom was messy once, and she uses it now as bribery.
Like, holds
last
it
time
over your head.
You leave your clothes on the floor, your face wash splatters all on the shower.
Because you know what? Unlike many gays out there, I'm a guy.
You got
I don't care if I've
rolls,
got I don't care if
leftovers.
I've got a bit of face wash splashed on the shower screen. That's what it's for.
That's true.
Don't justify your dirtiness. It's okay.
I'm fine with that, Jade. It's not dirty.
Just
so
admit
I'm
it.
Quite comfortable.
You're filthy.
My worst habit is like around dishes. So I used to have a terrible one where I'd always leave, you know, like to drink coffee, like with the coffee bags.
Yeah.
Always leaving it in the cup. Always leaving
dishes
hanging around.
So they get like that brown stain down the side.
Oh, even I was annoyed at myself, but I've just like some reason I just leave it there. Thank God we've got a dishwasher now, but before that, it was a travesty.
I never wash a dish.
So what now? Hold on. So now you're perfect.
Oh, no. I'm still leaving them around the sink, not loading the dishwasher.
What's Emmy like at home? Is she quite clean?
Pretty tidy.
Probably still a bit messy.
The only thing that she does, because we split, like with laundry, I'll do the washing and hang it out. It's her job to fold it. Like we split that job.
Yeah.
She'll often let the folding takes ages. Like sometimes you got to wait a week until you get your clothes folded. But hey.
See, we're not all faultless here, Jay.
No.
Anyway.
Squishing biscuits into the carpet.
That's next level, though. That's just disrespectful.
To the carpet.
Now, after this, I've got a brand new trend that's emerging over in Korea, guys. Mm. It's to help double chins.
Oh, give us some of this.
Have you got a double chin, Crevo?
Yeah, look at that.
You got, what do they call it? The goiter.
That's a growth. That's a huge growth when you don't have iodized salt.
Sorry. Do you have a double chin, Jade?
You mean the Adam's apple?
I've got a bit of a double chin. But it disappears if I lose weight. Anyway, I've got the solution to all double chins out there.
Great.
Let's be honest, we've all got a little bit of
it. Well, it's something that we're going to have to deal with in old age too.
Definitely.
Well, it's an...
hanging skin.
It's an uninvasive procedure. Telling you more after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6.55. I've got a brand new beauty technique, guys, that is absolutely sweeping the planet right now. It costs $29.95 and they're calling it the face bra. So essentially what this does, it's like a strap that goes around your face and it's meant to eliminate double chins. It tightens up your muscles.
So it's like a head corset in a way.
Yeah. So do you know when weightlifters put those belts on to support their backs?
Yeah.
It's almost like a mini version of that that goes underneath your chin, up over your head.
Look, it doesn't sound very flattering to wear. Is it like a wear it while you're asleep type
vibe? No, you can just wear it at home. So if you're just chilling at home, you can wear it out if you like.
No one's wearing that thing out, are they?
Look, I'm going to show you it.
If you thought head braces were bad back in the day, these are worse.
Sort of contraption for a broken jaw.
It's like neoprene. Looks like neoprene, like wetsuit material.
So basically...
in a big strap around your head. No.
Yeah, it basically works by strapping under the chin. It pulls the skin upwards over the head.
$29.95.
You would do it.
Not a bad price to give it a go if you were bothered by a double chin, but I don't think it'll work.
Do you just wear it like an hour a day or... how does that work?
No, you just wear it at home whenever you're at home. So,
right, okay.
You can wear it an hour, a few hours.
But that sounds awfully invasive for very little results.
Well, I'm going to show you these results here. There's a lady here. It does scream morning show advertorial, not going to lie.
it's weird.
But have a look at this. This woman here. She had, like, basically zero chin.
Okay,
she's got a chin now.
That's Photoshop.
No, this is... So this is what they do. You know when they show, like, a hair tonic or something? And they'll show, like, the before and after photo. The face is in the exact same position, but then on the after, they always, like, do the makeup, like, fix other things so that... That's exactly what's happened there.
No, this isn't going to work. You can't bind your double chin to suck back inside within your body. That's not how it works.
I'm sure if there's science behind it, they've made it up.
Well, guys, I'm going to give you the science, right, before you sit there judging.
Okay.
By using the face bra for 40 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, you'll start noticing chin and face fat reduction with every use by boosting your lymphatic system and releasing toxins and stored sodium through sweat. There you go.
So it's making your face sweat.
The face bra registered trademark will also perform skin tightening through frequent use, restoring loose and sagging skin by reshaping the facial contour and delivering long-term firming results. Get one of these instead of your chewing gum.
Look, I'm calling BS on this.
If you got one for free, would you use it?
No.
This is coming from the girl that put a butt mask on.
Yeah, but this is in denial. At least a butt mask can help clear up, like, any pimples you might have on your bum from sweating at the gym.
True.
This isn't... A face bra's not going to make your face look any thinner.
It's a no from Jade, a yes from Maddie.
Give me one for free. I'll wear it in public if need be. I am starting to get a double chin. I don't want to have to worry about that.
Okay.
Jim, Maddie, Jim.
News is next.
6:58.
UFM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
DeNovo's.
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 Oh, we are so happy, guys, because Benny from Happy Mobile Cafe has just popped into the studio. Good morning, Benny. How are you today?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you guys doing today?
Really good.
Doing good. Now, you've actually brought us in a beautiful surprise. Now, Benny and Carl from Happy Mobile Cafe come every morning, bring our coffee to us. And you guys honestly just brighten our day. You're so great.
You've got like this energy about you guys, and it's just awesome. In the Happy Mobile Cafe is the accurate, but super accurate.
You've done something very special. You've actually brought us in a surprise. Can you tell us about it?
I've taken up painting over the last couple of months, and I was approached to, well, actually not really approached, just kind of thinking about, you know, I should do something nice for you guys. And I was thinking about the first time that I actually ever listened to New FM, and that was actually about a week after I moved up here from Melbourne. And as I was driving into One Mile Beach, I was like, you know, I don't want to listen to just my normal stuff. So chucked on the radio and found the local station, and turns out it was New FM, and you guys were blasting Helping Hands by Screaming Jets, and I thought, here's my guys.
Aww.
Oh, that's such a nice story.
So you've actually painted us a picture of One Mile Beach?
Yeah, it's my favourite place in the whole wide world. I just love it there. It's beautiful. It's just everything about it.
It's great.
It's a great part of the world. And look, thanks for sharing that with us, you know, because it's great when people move to this city and realise how good it is.
Yeah, and honestly, Benny, like, obviously, you know, we're at the stage of our careers, you know, where we've been in radio for a few years, so this stuff actually means the world to us. Like, for somebody to actually take the time out of their day and paint a painting for us,
yeah,
it really makes us feel good. You know what I mean? And thank you so much.
We're super appreciative and for everything that you do for us. So thanks for hanging out with us.
It's been awesome getting to know you guys, and thanks so much for looking after us as well.
Yeah, it's, we're going on like you're leaving. Please don't.
Yeah.
You're not dying.
All you've done is bring us a beautiful gift. Thank you.
Thank you, Benny. And, of course, happymobilecafe.com.au. Those guys, best coffee in Nui, I'm telling you.
100%.
Well, thanks, Benny.
From one great local story to another, I was looking on Reddit, and there's a Newcastle section, right? And I always just like to see what people are chatting about around town. I see this post, top rated, and it's flagged important. It says, I'm a boy from Newey trying to get Coles to bring back their triple choc ice cream sandwiches. Sign my petition.
That's amazing.
I was like, this is something I can get behind. It's not even an ice cream I've tried, but I love the spirit of it.
Yeah,
it
just determination.
It just feels so Newcastle. So I've tracked this guy down. We're going to have a chat to him next and find out all about his mission to bring back a great.
Oh, I'm so excited. Now, I've ditched Teenage Dirtbag for your song, Benny. Screaming Jets, Helping Hands, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 7:08. Good morning. There they are, our boys, Screaming Jets, Helping Hand. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Tops are 19 on the coast today. Currently 9 degrees at Nobby's.
My triple chocolate cookie.
Chocolate chip cookie dough is the best ice cream there ever is.
I have taken it to another level and turned it into an ice cream sandwich.
That's right. We are on the search for a man who has basically put this up on Reddit, and he's trying to get Coles to bring back their triple choc ice cream sandwiches. I saw this post up. I've tracked the guy down. Elliot joins us now. How are you, man?
Hey, great to be here. How are you, fellas?
Hey, good.
We've also got a lady here, Jade.
Oh, listen, they're all the same. Here we are.
That's all right. Great to be here. Almost all the same bits. So.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good, man. Hey, now, I saw this post on Reddit and went, you know what? This is something I can get behind, because it's not actually an ice cream I've tasted before, but it looks good on the picture.
It's delicious. It's the best.
So, what's the name of this ice cream? Can you explain why it's so good to those of us who haven't tried it before?
All right. So, a couple of years ago, Coles had these ice cream sandwiches. They were called triple chocolate ice cream sandwiches. They had a chocolate biscuit on the top, chocolate ice cream in the middle, and then chocolate chips as well.
So, it's like the cheap Maxi Bon, yeah? It's like
exactly.
The Coles version.
Like $3 for a box, which is incredible. I was going through like 12 of these ice cream sandwiches a day.
Wow.
And then I'd go in one day and they're gone. Absolutely. And they've only got vanilla and cookies and cream left, which is an atrocity, really. And I'm asking for them back. I've started a petition. I've been tweeting at them every day. no action as of yet.
How many people have signed your petition?
Oh, we're close to 90, so as you can tell, people are pretty passionate.
Elliot, how much weight have you lost since these things have been taken off the shelf? Like, were you a big boy before, now you're like...
Completely unironic, not a joke. Yeah. I'm severely underweight, and I've been drinking 4 litres of milk a day. This is completely true. I looked up a diet online. I've been drinking 4 litres of milk, and I've gained 4 kilos since. But the ice cream sandwiches have been lost.
And they were really helpful to you, you know, in trying to put the weight on.
I was smashing them. They were the best.
You know,
what's Coles got left now? Like, what are people buying? Tampons? Only like 50% of people can buy that. You know how many people can enjoy an ice cream sandwich? 100% of people can enjoy an ice cream sandwich.
The cookies and cream one, I know you're thinking that's pretty basic, but when I was between radio jobs, there was like 4 months there where I was just at home and I was pretty broke and I was just getting the Coles cookies and cream ice cream sandwiches. I'm telling you, the cheapest stuff sometimes in this instance is better than the original. Like, Maxibon ain't doing these flavours.
And as you can tell, you're liaising with me here. It's the same story. How do you feel if they took them away then? It's horrible.
So true. Hey, Elliot, have you spoken to Coles about this? Have you contacted them?
I have. I got an official response, but it doesn't sound very convincing.
What did they say?
Let me pull it up. Hold on. So there was basically just a doozy corporate, we'll get back to you on it. Here we are. Where's Twitter? Oh, here we go. Thanks for getting in touch, and we're sorry for any disappointment regarding the removal of our triple chop ice cream sandwiches. We'll be sure to share your feedback with our merch team for review and consideration.
That's a sweep under the carpet. Yeah, under the front door.
So we've got to take it up another level.
Yeah, well, getting the people behind it is the first step.
How many people do you want to sign this petition?
Listen, I want millions. I want...
Millions.
Yeah, exactly. How many people are there? Probably too many, but let's go all of them.
You need to get on a current affair or Today Tonight.
Oh, that'd be sick. That'd be great.
You know what?
Let's make it happen.
The new Coles in Mayfield opening up very soon. This could be the perfect opportunity to bring it back.
I could cut the ribbon, is what you're saying.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I reckon you own a pair of scissors. I reckon you're that kind of guy.
I'll ask Mum,
Borrow her good pink ones?
Yeah.
Now, Elliot, if people want to sign this petition, where do they go, mate? What's the website?
Oh, man, they can find it on my Facebook page, Elliot Stewart Comedy. I'll post it there. Otherwise, they can go to change.org and just search ice cream sandwiches.
Now, you're a comedian. You're a comedian. Do you have any, like, YouTube channels you want to plug? Off you go, brother.
Elliot Stewart on Facebook, Elliot Stewart on Instagram, Elliot Stewart on YouTube. It's the whole, how it is.
You're across the socials. Shebang. You're a young man out and about town.
Are you on TikTok, Elliot?
Oh, listen, I'm not a coward, so no. I'm not on TikTok.
Using other people's voices to do a funny thing. Nah, I'll be right.
There he is. Sign the petition if you want to bring these back. Coles, if you're listening, tell your boss about it.
Exactly right. We need to make this happen for this young man.
Yeah, we'll pop the details up on our website. There he is, Coles, petitioning. I love this, Jade. If you weren't married, you could date Elliot because you love a petition.
I do love a petition.
You two could write passive-aggressive notes to all your neighbours.
I do rate a Maxibon, but I'm not as invested, though, so I don't think the relationship would work out, unfortunately.
There we go. What's the goss up next? Jackson, what's on the way?
I'm going to talk to you about Kerri-Ann Kennelly because she's spoken out on a new TV show about why she's so controversial. Also to Neighbours.
Cack cracking in.
The Aussie edition today. I'm liking this. 7:19. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, an Australian edition of What's the Goss This Morning with Jackson and Kerri-Ann Kennelly. I didn't realise she was back on TV. Didn't she retire at one point?
No. Studio 10, Jay. She's been on there for like a year.
I don't think
she'll ever step down. This woman loves the limelight.
She's getting older.
You know, Jackson, Jade compared herself to Kerri-Ann Kennelly the other day. Jade's the younger version.
Not
in every aspect.
Jade's no, only younger. Because, let me just speak my piece on this. The only reason why I said that was because I don't have kids yet and I work in media, and I sometimes cop flack for not having children in doing what I do.
That's
and I said Kerri-Ann Kennelly's never had kids, and I started rattling off all the women in media who haven't had children and have had successful careers. And I'm like, just because you don't have kids doesn't mean it has to stop, like, stop you from having a flourishing career.
You know what she does have, though? Horses. And you do a great horse sound.
I do.
So,
but
so many similarities.
I have three chihuahuas. You know, but that's my piece on that.
That's where the similarities stop. Well, she's 68 years old, by the way, for anyone who just asked how old she is.
Yeah, that was me.
Fantastic. She doesn't look a day over 40.
No, she looks amazing.
Yeah, she's always causing controversy, though. She loves a good controversial headline. Has a crew members and stuff.
They get no education. What have you done?
I'm sure that is not even faintly true, Kerri-Ann. You're sounding quite racist right
okay,
now.
Okay, so she's responded to instances like this, right, in a new show on Sky News called The Death of an Aussie Larrikin. And she says, fire me if you don't like it. She's calling on her TV producers to just get rid of her, and she's saying that the silent majority need to speak up, really doubling down on her sort of controversies in the past. She's not saying sorry at all.
Mm. Well, okay. I mean, she I guess she believes what she believes.
And I think she's at a point in her career where she's like, if they fire me, so what?
She's probably got a lot of money.
Do you know what I think is the problem with Kerri-Ann is? I don't think she explains her opinions very well. I think she has some controversial views, but if she actually stopped and explained the reasoning behind them and why she thinks these things, maybe people would be a little bit more receptive to her. But she likes a headline grab.
I think she kind of likes causing a bit of controversy.
Yeah.
Bit of trouble.
Keeps her relevant.
Yeah, it makes my job easy, so I've got something to talk about. Let's switch pace to Neighbours. Do you guys watch this show anymore?
If I catch it when I'm on the couch doing nothing, I'll give it a bit of a whirl like I did back in the day. I watched it in the good old days of Toadie and Billy. Yeah. I think Toadie's still
never,
on it.
Never watched an episode.
No. For all of you Neighbours fans out there, like, check out on Facebook the satire Toadfish Facebook page. It's very funny.
Well, speaking of Toadfish, he's run into somebody.
Oh, you never know who you'll meet on Ramsey Street.
You're Russell Brand.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Touring the world, spreading the message, light, love, limitless. I'm a writer. I enjoy festivity, synchronicity.
That's awesome.
So, Russell Brand's on Ramsey Street.
Get out. That's not real.
Genuine. He filmed it when he was down under a couple of months ago because, of course, Corona got him stuck in Australia. So he headed to Ramsey Street and become friends with the old Toadfish.
That's amazing.
I don't know why they bummed this to one of the digital channels.
Toadie's a boss, isn't he? You want to be mates with Toadie. You want to have a coldie with Toadie, don't you?
Yeah, Toadie's actually got a really great storyline, right? So remember when Dee, his wife, died in the car accident?
Yeah.
Well, her twin sister's come back and is pretending to be her.
That's wild. No.
It's very funny, these shows.
Last time I watched it, Jackson, there was a development in this.
Right.
So Dee actually survived.
Oh.
So his wife Sonia passed away.
Really?
So the poor thing got married.
Yeah.
On his wedding day, flew off a cliff in the car. Dee was supposedly dead. He remarried Sonia. Sonia passed away, and Dee and her identical twin sister come back.
Oh wow! What a storyline.
And then Dee left. She dumped his ass again.
I am so confused.
Next week, Russell Brand will be revealed to be Harold. He's just grown a beard.
That's so good.
He's become a bit of a grey nomad, old Harold now. Apparently he's driving around the country in a camper.
In real life?
No, in the show.
Just leave Ramsey Street to go to America, or they go in a camper van around Australia.
Him and Lou, I always knew they were a gay couple. They've gone travelling together.
just a lot of barbecues and caravanning. That's all that is.
Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.
News time with Hamish next, 7:30 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Guys, actually, really quick, Kalyn Ponga, he's re-signed the Knights till 2024.
Cha-ching for Cha-ching. Him.
Now, you were saying too much money, I say.
How much, Jade?
Pay him what he's owed.
Well, apparently it was rumoured he was going to be getting $5 million.
Like $1 million per year, yeah?
Well, just over, roughly,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That seems fair.
I think, do you know what? That'd be lost without him.
He's one of the biggest players in the game, isn't he? I mean, well, that's worth the money.
Yeah, one of, yeah. But yeah. I don't know. I just, like, it always comes back to that thing. I'm not an expert on the salaries when it comes to players, but it seems like a lot of money, like, considering some players might not get that much.
Do you know what, though? The conditioning you have to put your body through to play at that level, $1 million, I guess it's worth it, I think.
And also, once you don't get to work till you're 60 as a sports
person.
Well,
no, if he cracks his ankle, like, that could be the end of his career.
Like, that's my view on it. Like, you have to earn your full earnings of your whole life in a very short time.
Yeah.
So it seems crazy, but it's not.
Now, Jackson has just arrived here at the door.
He has.
With a massive plant. Come on in, Jackson. Come on in. Somebody's delivered us a plant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful.
That is a huge...
Look at this plant.
It's a peace lily.
It is a big peace lily.
It's a peace lily.
Jackson, a nice pot, too. Nice ceramic pot.
You just went outside and met them. What's the go?
So they heard you talking the other day about tropical plants in the government offices, and he just wanted to drop one off from Tropical Plant Rentals as a sort of a... convincing, I don't know, gesture.
Aww, that's
so kind.
To get
you guys on board tropical indoor plants.
So do we have to give it back, or?
No.
That's ours forever.
Oh, that's so cute. Thank you.
Thank you to Tropical Plant Rentals. It's a beautiful peace lily.
You can't take it home.
No, I'm not going to.
And it's in a really nice pot, too. Nice
Very
ceramic.
Nice.
It's a beautiful.
Glazed ceramic pot.
God, we're lucky today.
We are.
Two gifts in one day. Are you kidding?
Oh, thank you, Newcastle.
This is awesome.
Thank you, everybody.
Sweet.
I feel love.
But you know what? We're going to give back next with Beat the Meat. If you would love to win some sausages from Singo's Butcheries, our prices are undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Call us now on 131009. It's basically beat the bomb, but you've got to beat the amount of sausages before it goes off. Very easy to win.
Excellent. Right now, Wilson Phillips. This is Hold On Live across Newcastle, 7:39. Good morning. 7:43 with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's time to play Beat the Meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
One of our favourite games on this show because we love meat. We love eating sausages and steak and good old Singo's provides. And all you have to do is beat the meat. It's essentially beat the bomb. You just got to say stop before all the sausages explode.
That's right. Very simple.
No one likes an exploding snack.
Oh,
no.
You know when fat going everywhere, you know, spurting out.
Yeah, you know when the skin sort of splits open?
Yeah. It's always the last sausage
Never
to go.
Good. And you've got an explosion of that white fat just shooting out. Never good. All right, let's go to Mark. How are you this
Hello,
morning?
Mark.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great. Are you ready to beat the meat?
I am. I don't like the sound of exploding sausages, though. I didn't need that mental image, but I'm good to go.
Well, there's nothing. Well, yeah, look, they still taste the same.
Yeah,
month, you know?
It tastes fine. All right, anyway,
here we
let's
go.
Do this.
Here we go. Remember, say stop before the explosion. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages.
Stop!
Oh, seven sausages, he's got it. There you go, beat the meat.
Woo!
Done and dusted for another day.
Mate, seven sausages. I mean, who's that going to feed?
Well...
That's me.
Dining for one.
Yeah, dinner for one. Very simple.
I live in a house full of girls that don't eat much meat, so they're all mine.
Love your work.
That's
Good on
a
you,
win.
Mark.
It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Beat the meat back next week, guys. Up next, though, I've been dying to do this segment.
I know.
Creva, there's been a bit of chatter around the office lately. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. But
Look, I've heard whispers.
There have been some criticisms of your appearance at work. Mm. So the level of effort that you put in to come into the office every day. Because let's be honest, some days your hair's all over the place.
Yep.
You like to wear the same green hoodie. It's got a coffee stain on the front. And the
does it really? Hits.
No, it doesn't.
I was just hamming it
hamming it up. Bit of radio, you know, visual.
And a couple of people around the office, like I said, have commented. So what we've done is yesterday I went around and asked the people here in the office what their honest thoughts and opinions were on your appearance.
Excellent.
We've popped the little voice decoder over the top of their voice, so you will not know who has said what. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out, especially Hamish's one, just saying. We're going to do it next. The big reveal. Crevo's bad fashion.
The Novos.
Taylor Swift, the man, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, tops of 16 around the lake today, and we're talking Crevo's bad fashion.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city.
Oh, Crevo.
Time for a stitch-up of epic proportions is what I'm hearing.
The chatter around the office has been rife about what you have been wearing to work lately. It doesn't really bother me. I don't think I've ever really noticed. I just
I think we just have a lot of love in the team and acceptance.
So, you don't dress for the office, essentially. You wake up, you chuck your pants on, chuck a hoodie on, and you're good to go.
Exactly. I mean, for years, I worked in a very professional office environment. I'm talking, freshly dry-cleaned suits, ironed shirts, ties, shoes, everything, every day.
Out of curiosity, do you still have your ties?
I've got some.
You've still got the suit, just in case.
I've got a few nice ones, I've got rid of heaps, though,
Walk us through your morning. When you get up for work, like, what percentage of your morning is taken up by outfit selection?
I'd say, like, a minute.
Okay, so what do? You get up, you just find it something in the pile or out of the wardrobe, or
So I go to the wardrobe. I'll have the pants that I'm going to wear for the day. I usually wear those for like 2-3 days, like jeans or whatever, and then I'll go for a shirt, and I will try and pick something with a little either matching or contrast, and then one of my hoodies. I just throw one of them on.
Your quintessential Bart Simpson style outfit is the green hoodie with the green khaki style pants and your high tops.
Yep, that's
and you wear that like most of the time. I mean, I do wear a lot of black. But I, you know.
Yeah, you have.
We all
you
have
know what's
too.
Interesting about you, though, Kriva? I do notice on a day when Emmy's dressed you, like, compared
that doesn't
to...
doesn't happen. She's never awake.
No, I know. But she buys your clothes. You've said that before. That
sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but you can notice when it's been an Emmy purchase to a Crevo purchase.
I'd like to test you on that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's another segment.
That's another
for
break.
Another
save that.
Yesterday,
that's another 3 minutes of gold.
Jade and I went around the office and recorded the staff members
Can't
here at New FM
this.
And got their honest opinion on what they think of your fashion style here at work. Shall we kick it off?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is number one. Don't look at the screen,
I can't see.
I'd say Crevo's fashion sense is studiously unkempt.
I wonder who that is.
Studiously unkempt. No, I would say that the number of people who would know the word studiously in this building are limited.
Starts with an H.
Limited to one, I would say. I'm happy with that.
Sorry to dob you in, Hamish. That one was you.
That's all right. It was pretty obvious.
All right, moving on to the next one.
Okay.
It's far from professional. It's very casual. It's far from professional. It's very casual.
You know what? Just by the words that were said there, I can also tell who that
okay.
was.
Okay.
Go. Who do you think it is?
Oh, that was JT, for sure.
Yeah, you're
Our
right.
Boss.
Yeah, 100%.
Next one.
I think, Crevo, you just be yourself, man, and don't worry
Can't
about
see
it.
It.
Anyone else says.
Doing it again?
Yeah, one more time.
I think, Crevo, you just be yourself, man, and don't worry about it. Anyone else says.
It's probably Jackson.
Yeah, it's all right. Each their own. Homeless sheet, I'd say, Crevo is.
Maybe that's Jackson.
Can't say anything bad because Crevo wears Docs to work, so I think it's cool.
That must be Geordie.
Yeah,
you did really well picking
him
out.
All of them. The voice decoder does nothing.
There you go. So it's a mixed bag with your fashion here, Crevo.
Not really. Homeless chic. I'll take that. I don't really. Look, the truth is, neat, tidy, at a basic
does
level.
The job.
We're on radio. You know? It was television. It's a different story.
Crevo, and that's why I wear Ugg boots to work.
Yeah, or thongs.
The new FM Weather Whisky coming up next. If you would like to nominate your child to be our next new FM Weather Whisky, newfm.com.au. We'll do that after the news here at New FM. Good morning.
Hey, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do, live across Newcastle for your Wednesday morning. It's 8:15, and this morning on 13:10:09, what are you angling for in the inheritance?
This is because I asked my mother-in-law if I could have dibs on a particular table of hers. It's this really old table made by a convict, and all us kids have, like, put our name and date of birth carved into a part of the table. So it has a lot of sentimental value. And if, you know, I and Ben ever decide to have kids, I'd like to carve our kids' names into it and keep that tradition going.
I think very rude to put dibs on something when a person is still alive. It's one of those things that you have to wait for them to approach you with. Like, if she had said to you, Jade,
is there anything you want?
Yeah, there's the time to pull it out.
I disagree. I think you can...
I mean, how old is she?
You can ask. I'm not... So you keep trying to get that out of me. I'll get in big trouble if I do that. I'm not getting in a fight over my mother with my mother-in-law over her age.
Oh, well, taking your calls this morning, we put this up as a meme on Facebook, and we've already got some interesting comments here, Jade.
We do. So, okay, one in particular, Karen, she's written, I don't think after losing a loved one we should be worried about material things. Give my mum and brother back... bring my mum and brother back any day over a piece of jewellery or a few bucks. So that's her interesting approach. someone else has written, Leanne, both me and my husband have wills, and whichever one goes first, the other one will get everything. If we both pass away together, the kids will get everything.
It's very fascinating. It does bring up a lot of different issues.
Emotions.
I do believe we have a caller on the line at the moment. Her name is Raylene, and she's actually on the way to have this very conversation. Good morning, Raylene. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself, guys?
We are doing good, Raylene. Now, producer Jackson just came in and told us a little bit about your story, but would you like to explain what you're doing at the moment?
Well, I'm on my way up to actually Muswellbrook Hospital to get my mum out of hospital. She's been in hospital for the last week.
I'm sorry.
But she has the last stages of emphysema, so she could just shut down at any time now. But, yeah, she's rang me up, and we've got to go and have this conversation with the nurse and doctors and everything else about her life on what she's going to do with all of her stuff afterwards.
Mm.
So, but my mum's telling me that I've got to do this. My other brothers and sisters get nothing, and I get everything.
Jeez.
So how do I tell them that?
Now,
are you being made the executor of the will?
Yeah, well, she doesn't have a will. She doesn't have a lot of money. Like, she lives in Department of Housing.
Yeah.
That's beside the point. Mm. I mean, I've got to tell my other brothers and sisters, which there are, well, all of us, there's six of us, but one's passed away. But, yeah, they get nothing. It's coming to me and my two children.
So, Ray...
It's like, how do I tell them?
Raylene, are we talking more sentimental things?
Oh, yeah, like, there's sentimental things and the normal household things. But, yeah, they're not to get nothing. She doesn't even want them at her funeral. How do I tell them something like that?
Out of curiosity, Raylene... Yep. Once your mother passes away, I don't know if this is a conversation you can have with her, but obviously if you're the executor of the will and this comes out, obviously, when it comes to the reading of the will, could you maybe just say to them, look, is there anything you in particular would like that you wouldn't want to have and that you could give them the opportunity to have something of your mum's, or she'd be unhappy with that?
No, she'd be so unhappy with me. I mean, she's telling me while she's alive now that they're not to get nothing. They're just hungry mongrels. They're not to get nothing. So, but I mean, what they'd get, they'd probably sell anyway for drugs and that.
Yeah, well, Raylene, has she not spoken to your brothers and sisters for a long time? Are they still in contact with her, or there's nothing?
Well, my brother died 2 years ago, and my younger sister and brother, well, they were just like leeches. They were just all over everything that he owned. So we fought, like me and my partner and kids fought for my brother's car because they would have just got it and sold it and just spent the money.
Yeah.
But it's sentimental value of my brother. And I still have that car to this day. My son wants it big time. But yeah, so it's just, and my mum idolises my son with a passion. You can't say nothing bad about him. But yeah, I mean, and he's left she's left the majority to him.
Raylene, at the end of the day, if they are her wishes and you guys are the ones that she wants to benefit from anything, she obviously trusts you guys with the legacy of her life and your family's life. So I think, honestly, I don't think there's an issue with it. If she doesn't want your brothers and sisters to have it, then she doesn't want them to have it. I think that's...
And if you want to give them something or, you know, there's something sentimental that you think that, that would be good for them, maybe that's for you to chat to them about, almost.
Yeah, well, my whole family, like my partner and my children, is telling me, well, no, they're not getting nothing, Mum. Mm. They don't deserve nothing. They don't visit her. They take what they can get from her. I mean, I travel to and from Musselbrook all the time, and I live at Vestock.
God, that's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I'd rather, like, I work as well, so it's like, no, my family's first, so you've got to do without me for the day, and I work at the Crown Plaza, so...
Well, hey, Raylene, we're going to let you go, but just, look, sending all of our best wishes and love to you and your mum and your family in this time. Now, you can keep this, maybe give this to your brothers and sisters. We've got a whale cruise here that might keep them at bay. Thanks to Nova Cruises. Keep it for yourself. Give it to your son, whatever.
Just a day out on the ocean.
Yeah, treat your mum.
And, you know, clear your head.
That'll be great. I'd love to take my mum out before this time comes.
Yeah, but do you know what? It's all yours. If she can do it, let's make it happen. So that whale watching cruise, all thanks to Nova Cruises, is all yours, Raylene. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
There you go. See, this is why I think it's important to have those conversations beforehand.
Maybe you've got a point, Jade.
Yeah, get the dibs in.
Next, though, we are changing gears here. We started this little thing last week where we're looking to basically test out this new deep fryer that we have here in the studio.
God, it stinks. You might hear it bubbling away in the background.
We've filled it up with oil and we asked for your thoughts on what we need to deep fry, and the votes came back in to deep fry ice cream. I've got everything ready. We're going to test this live on the show. We have a deep fryer bubbling away in the studio right now.
Breakfast this week's time. Deep Fry Delight, doing it next, 8:21.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Oh, I love that song. How good
it's
is
a good
it?
One.
Weirdest Teenage Dirtbag. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Rate the music now. We have free fuel on offer. Going to tell you how to win it. Newfm.com.au. You can have a say on the music we play. You know when you hear that song, when you're like, I wish they wouldn't keep playing that. Now's the time to have your say. We're going to do that anytime. You can win that. Next, though, Crevo's got the deep fryer here, and he's gone to prepare our ice cream for this week's Deep Fry Delight. Jade.
That he has. So we're going to attempt after this. The oil's burning in the studio, it smells like.
OHS nightmare. We've put all the necessary precautions in place for those who are listening. Doing it after the news. New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Jackson Weeskew preparing to take your workday playlist 105 minutes commercial free on New FM. Yeah, that's right. Newcastle's best music is going to do stuff like this. Ad-free, powerful coffee for your head. Going to go back to 1997 when you were getting down to this. Don't lie. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. If you say you don't love this song, you're a liar. Stop the Spice Girls. And Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, hot couple alert. I Know What You Did Last Summer, coming up after the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo as we go 105 minutes commercial free from Newcastle's best music.
Every single day, CommBank are doing things. Like making sure you know the benefits you're eligible for. We're helping your businesses adapt to get you up and running online. And adding more people to our Australian call centres. We're here to support you however we can. And we can, together. Go to combank.com.au/coronavirus.
Macca's new cheesy burgers are your favourites, only cheesier. A golden mozzarella patty with 100% Aussie beef or chicken. And mozzarella sticks are back. Macca's new cheesy range, only for a limited time.
Available after 10:30 a.m.
Life's easier when things are convenient.
That's why we developed Cameron Grove Estate, a relaxed community just 30 minutes outside Newcastle. Picture groceries, delicious dining, cute cafes, boutique shops, parks and playgrounds, all a short stroll from the front door. And with the highway only a short drive away, the workday commute is a breeze. Create a life of blissful convenience. Book a private appointment or phone-based inspection today. Visit CameronGroveEstate.com.au.
Are you wanting to upgrade your truck or bus licence or get your motorhome licence? Don't wait. Book in today. Driver Training New South Wales opens 7 days. Train in the newest fleet of trucks and trailers. All licences covered. All areas. From the Central Coast, Newcastle, Hunter and Upper Hunter region. Driver Training New South Wales. Home of the fixed price guarantee.
Driver Training New South Wales. Your licence is waiting. We'll help you do it right.
RTO 45209.
With over 500 craft beers personally handpicked by the Beer Geeks, your next favourite is undoubtedly and definitely waiting for you at Tyers Hill Cellars. It could be a pale ale, an India pale ale, a red ale, a dark ale, an imperial stout, a sour beer, a saison, a pilsner, or one of the other varieties among the biggest range around. So go on. Discover a world of the best craft beers, fine wines and artisan spirits. Discover your next favourite at Tyers Hill Cellars.
Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you and here for good.
New FM traffic.
In Glendale, northbound pressure on Lake Road past Reservoir Road. Lambton, it's busy northbound on Crowder Street approaching Newcastle Road, and steady through Jesmond on Newcastle Road as well. Remember, if you're going out drinking tonight, plan ahead to get home safely. Make sure you leave the car at home and get a lift. RBT means you need a plan B. If you're drinking, don't drive. Showers today with a top of 19 degrees in Newcastle, 19 degrees atop in the valley. I'm Tim Govers. That's the latest traffic on New FM with the Novos, Jade, Matty and Crevo.
The Novos when you wake up, and Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home.
New FM News.
It's 26 minutes away from 9. Hi, it's Hamish with a New FM News update. The Australian National University says its report on the health impacts of PFAS contamination will be delayed due to the impacts of coronavirus. It was due to be published in December. It's now been moved back to the middle of next year due to travel restrictions and the demand on pathology services. Residents in Williamtown are among those in several areas across the country awaiting the results of the report. The Australian Securities and Investigation Commission is continuing its inquiries into alleged fraudulent coal test results out of labs in Mayfield and Mackay. It comes after a raid on a forensic auditing firm last month. The Herald reports electronic documentation has since been handed over. Officials at ALS discovered up to 50% of coal analyses dating back to 2007 had allegedly been changed to increase the product's value. It was reported to police back in April. The sentencing of a former Hunter tax agent who's pleaded guilty to fraud has been delayed. Cameron Park's Kylie Pryor will now have to wait until the 30th of June to find out whether she'll be jailed for defrauding the company she worked for out of $200,000. Pryor was due to be sentenced in Toronto local court yesterday. It had to be pushed back with her lawyer unable to attend. Overseas, in the wake of weeks of protests, US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order designed to reform police practices. Under the order, police departments will be encouraged to ban chokeholds and will give them incentives to encourage training and de-escalation and improve training over the use of force. It will also clamp down on officers who have a history of racism or brutality.
Under this executive order, departments will also need a share of information about credible abuses so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next. That's a problem.
Still in the US, there's a growing push in the US state of Mississippi to change their state flag, with an online petition receiving more than 140,000 signatures within a few hours. The flag, which prominently features the Confederate battle flag, has been controversial for many years. A previous ballot to change it in 2001 was sadly defeated. However, there is another problem. The most popular alternate flag comes with its own baggage. The designer is the granddaughter of a prominent anti-civil rights senator and bears his name. New FM Sports next.
Our nurses are always here for us, so why has the Premier frozen their wages? Let your local MP know how much this will hurt our community. Authorised Brett Holmes, General Secretary, New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association.
New FM Sport.
Alan Ponga has signed a bumper new contract with the Knights, which will keep him in Newcastle until the end of 2024. The new deal is apparently worth $4.5 million to make him one of the top paid players in the league. And Roosters forward Angus Crichton has taken an early guilty plea for a late tackle on the Bulldogs' Lachlan Lewis. That renders him free to take on the Eels on Saturday.
New FM Weather.
Overcast and becoming rainy throughout the day today, this morning and this afternoon. Light southeasterly winds. Top of 19 degrees in the city and inland. A top of 16 degrees expected around the lake. Tomorrow, mostly fine. Sunny and 19, mostly fine on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. And Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home on 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
105 minutes commercial free with you, Jackson, after our show. What's on the way?
A bit of this.
Haven't heard this in a while.
Yeah, this is huge. This guy was supposed to be like a footballer, right? So like in college, he was like one of America's best college footballers.
You know what? The song's taken a break. Much needed break. When they come back,
it's nice.
It's nice to hear
it. Hear it again.
Yeah, it's not my flavour of song, but when I hear this one, I'm into it. Like, I dig it. It's good. Sam Smith, To Die For.
I love Sam Smith.
Yeah?
You're a big
fan. I wave the flag for him. It's amazing.
Good.
People say
good
he's song. A bit of a Debbie Downer with a lot of his music, but I really love him.
Really,
I love
those people Debbie are right.
No. It's an upbeat, positive track. What are you talking about?
If you have, like, a Daria personality, you're my fave. Bruno Mars as well.
Excellent.
Good old Bruno.
It's nice.
Yeah, I bet it is.
That took a turn.
Now he's turning to Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Maddie Harrison. Smith.
Next, though, guys, we continue our deep fryer adventure. We have it bubbling away here in the studio, and we are for the first time going to try deep frying ice cream as voted by you on our Facebook poll. It was the winning thing, and we're going to try it with our Deep Fried Delight.
The Novo's Deep Fried Delight. I love this. Check it out right now, New FM Facebook page. Doing it straight after this. Alicia Keys, Underdog, 105.3 New FM. They call us underdogs.
Yeah.
They're like do. Underdogs,
we
aren't
are.
We?
We're the definition.
Let's be honest. Good morning. Alicia Keys, Underdog. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's time for this week's Deep Fried Delight.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
So, basically, this is a new segment on the show where we get to decide whether...
What we deep fry each week. Yeah, we let you decide, in fact. We put up a couple of options on Facebook. First poll came in. They said, deep fry ice cream. You've got to try it.
Now, I love this. So, here we are in the studio. We have a deep fry $20 Kmart one. Love this.
Crevo's in charge today with cooking it.
Check it out on the New FM live stream on our Facebook page. Crevo's made these at home last night. So, explain what you're doing. You're popping them into the basket.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's you have to do a double coating of breadcrumbs, sugar, cinnamon, and an egg wash, and freeze and refreeze.
Now, Jade, apparently this can turn into quite the disaster if they're not done correctly.
Okay. So, you describe what's happening, Maddie.
Here we are. He's piling them into the basket. First batch... Open up that lid, Crevo. I've got fire extinguisher here ready.
Okay, so about 10-15 seconds, they say.
Ooh, it's sizzling. It's sizzling.
So far, so good. Ooh.
It sounds
doesn't
delicious.
Doesn't it sound good? They look delicious. Going golden brown now. He's just moving them around.
A little bit longer.
A little bit longer, I think.
A lot of prep. It's about 4 hours of prep
go.
30 seconds in the deep fryer.
Looking pretty good. I think this week has been a success.
God, it's noisy, isn't it?
How are they feeling just from the spoon?
A little, not that crispy.
Pop them in for a little bit more?
Oh, I don't know, no, because there's ice cream in there.
All right, it's dripping now. Yeah, pop them out. Now, Jade, you did bring some maple syrup for us to try.
I did.
Come on over, doll.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God, it's messy.
I think that
opens. Parents, don't try this at home with your kids. Just take them to a Chinese restaurant. I'm sure there are plenty of lovely establishments that will do a much better job.
All right, let's do a taste test.
Jade, do you want to taste it first?
All right.
Here we go.
Here's yours,
deep fried ice cream. This week's deep fried delight with the Novos.
I don't know if it's going to be really hot or not.
Mm. Ooh, the center's quite hard still. That's good.
Let's have a taste.
Not too bad.
Mmm. Not really authentic, though.
No.
Mm.
That's a fail.
It's a fail. I don't think we're good at this.
All right. Well, it continues next week. If you'd like to nominate any food for us to deep fry and try live on air, hit us up on Facebook. Coming up next, though, Jay, we're talking family dogs.
Yeah, yes, we are. So we're on. We want to know what the best breed of dog makes the best family pet. So if you want to cheer on the Border Collie or maybe the Staffy, 13 10 09.
All right, doing it after this here at New FM. Good morning. The sun is shining this morning right across Newcastle, but expect some showers this afternoon. Tops of 19 degrees at Maitland and 13 10 09. We're asking for your best family dogs, Jade.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right, because a Canadian woman sadly has passed away because her pet pit bull attacked her, which is very horrific. This is part of what happened.
I go to step over and the dog like comes at me, and I'm telling him to like back down because there's no like I'm not gonna hurt him. And then I see the woman in the ditch.
So very sad. That's obviously a lady who discovered the incident and the dog who was still quite aggressive. And it got us talking around the team. You know, obviously pit bulls do have a bit of a stigma to them.
Yep.
You know, what is the best breed of dog for a family pet?
Especially if you've got young kids.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, when they have kids, they get to a certain age, the kids are going to go, I want a dog. I want a puppy.
Well, especially too, as children do grow up as well, they do, like, chihuahuas, I wouldn't say are a great family pet. That's how I ended up adopting one of them, Coco, because Ben's cousin had two twins, like 2-year-old twins, I think they were at the time, and they just treated the chihuahuas like it was a toy.
Yeah.
So wasn't the very best family pet at the time.
I mean,
for
some
that
would
age.
Say you do that now.
What do you mean?
You treat them like toys.
Get in the pram,
some
my
would
little
say
ones.
That. But in a loving, caring way. So I don't know, it just brought the discussion up.
Yeah. What makes a good one?
Yeah, if you're a pit bull defender as well, because a lot of people do give crap to pit bull owners and people that own pit bulls, and we discussed this yesterday, Jade. You were talking maybe like getting a license to breed, like so only particular certain people can get pit bulls.
I know it's that debate where it's like, oh, there's no bad dog breeds, just bad owners. Mm. And I do take that on board, but then sometimes I do think the statistics are there for pit bulls where for some reason they do seem to be a quite aggressive
more.
Dog, more so than other breeds. So I said, you know, in my mind, that there might be a genetic, like it is bred into
like
them
a
for a specific
towards.
Correct.
Okay, Heidi, good morning. Thoughts and feelings?
Oh, whippets. I have a whippet called Daisy, and they are so incredibly loving. I actually want to get the set, so I want the whippet, the Italian greyhound, and the greyhound, like an assault set, like the Russian dog.
That's so cool.
I love that. And Heidi, as a whippet owner, I can totally, you know, I feel you. I think you've got this exactly right.
They look at you and just say, to know me is to love me. And they're so grand when they walk.
Yeah, they are elegant dogs.
Well, we have two whippet owners on this team, of course, Jackson.
See, it's a hands down, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, Jackson, how do you find Henry? Do you think he'd be a good family dog?
Oh, my sweet boy Henry, of course he would be a fantastic dog for a family.
There's great photos Jackson has of him, like, just cuddling up to Jackson.
Yeah, it's
he's
so
such
cute.
A sook. They're so, like, soft-natured and beautiful. Mm.
Thank you, Heidi, for your call.
Good one. Let's go to Holly next. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning. Best family pet, what have you got for us? Or family dog, rather. What breed?
Hands down, it's got to be the greyhound. Sorry, it's the bigger version. It's got to be the greyhound, guys.
Bit more robust, and there's plenty out there to adopt.
Yep, there certainly is. You can get a retired one, or you can adopt one from a shelter. They are just the best dog, hands down.
Have you always had greyhounds?
Well, no, not up until about 10 years ago. But, yeah, I've got a 10-year-old, I've got a 7-year-old and I've got a 2-year-old called Sheldon Cooper that's missing a leg.
Oh, how sweet.
Good for you. And it is such a great message as well. There are so many dogs, especially greyhounds. Mm. Some of them have been through so much in their lives. So if you can rehome one and give it a great life.
Yeah.
Good job. Not? Appreciate it, Holly.
Hey, Marianne.
Not Marianne.
She's gone.
Well, there you go, guys. Running theme there.
Whippets and greyhounds.
Greyhounds.
Yeah, they're the best. I can definitely stand by that. Had them as growing up as well. Awesome dogs.
Aww.
Good stuff. All right, guys. That's us done
here. All over Red Rover.
We have our work lunch today.
We
very
do.
Very excited.
Forgot about that.
Food, 11:30. What's so funny?
You're having the best day. Your mood just picked up so much then.
Yeah, I've been a bit catty today.
Yeah, I've been a bit of a little
Everything's
cat.
Okay. I've just, you know, a couple little things annoyed me early on and I was like,
Yeah, you get a chip on your shoulder.
It happens to everyone, though. Everyone has
got a chip on my shoulder, Jade. Thank you very much. Don't reignite my mood. Jackson, 105 commercial free. Kick it off the head.
I'm like the ring man. Day Drunk from Morgan Evans. Yeah, I'm pass
Love
it around,
that.
Mate. Pass it around.
I reckon.
Robbie Williams. Let me entertain you.
I like Robbie.
Can't go wrong with Robbie. Do you think he's sexy, Jade?
Yeah, I do.
I know you think Donald Trump's sexy, so, I mean, your bar's pretty low.
Yeah, it is. It is, Cam. Some would say low, some would say very high, and I think Robbie Williams is a dish.
I was driving over the Sydney Harbour Bridge the other day, and he's on the side of a bus, and I was, like, caught up in looking at how handsome he actually is for an older bloke.
You know what's...
I nearly drove off the road.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny, right? So Robbie Williams is the face of a radio station in Sydney called Smooth FM, which is meant to be the most inoffensive taxi music type station.
Yeah. Like, turn that on if you don't know the people you're
with. Hello, welcome to Smooth FM this morning. Let's chill out and listen to some jazz. It's that vibe.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams doesn't fit the picture to me.
Well, if you know his character... You know, from his early years, he's known.
Very good at jazz and swing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's
if you've
why.
Ever
maybe
seen any why. Of that stuff, check it out. Amazing.
Yeah. All of the Robbie Williams fans have this to say to you, Maddie. Don't start now, mate. Dua Lipa, she's on the way as well.
All right, guys. That. Newcastle's the only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.